Good morning, we continue with Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yotes, Siman Aleph, excuse me. And the Chayyadim is discussing in case a person is preparing the Mursan to feed his animals. Even if he put the water in before Shabbos, he cannot mix it in the normal fashion. He has to do a shinui in the act of gibul, in the act of stirring it together. And he says, after he's done this shinui and mixed it as such, he can divide it into multiple kelim. I'm not sure what the chiddush of that is. Why would I think you can't do that? Unless he's discussing that we do come, when it comes to dealing with animals, feeding animals, there's a klal of the matircha odif. Person should try and minimize the amount of tircha that one is doing for the tircha of the animals. So different than a malacha issue, it's a tircha issue. Shabbos is a day of rest, of shvisa, of relaxation. And there's a concept of trying to minimize the tircha. The Ramban understands that goes into the mitzvah of Shabbos son, that even after the malachas, there's still a concept, it should be a day which is a less pressurized day. So I'm going to theorize what he was saying is that if a person would stir it normally, excuse me, a person would stir it normally, so a person would divide it into the different kalim to give to the different animals, then stir it and give it. If he's doing this other process, it's easier to do it in a larger container, and then he pours it afterwards into smaller containers, and by doing so, he's adding another step in the process. He's saying, even so, that's true, that's fine to do, because that's the halacha that one has to do. That's a theory, I'm not sure. In a case where the water has not been put in before Shabbos, so you said you can't put the water in, and you have the concern according to that this is not a bar gibel, and if it's not a bar gibel, everybody agrees that we're choshish for the shita of Rebbe, and maybe Morrison is a bar gibel, and then according to Rishab Yehuda, the first step is not a problem. So you can ask a goy to do it. And arguing that there's no misamir la'akam, if you hold like the opinion that Morrison is considered a bar gibel, and you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so there's no need to no iser at all in the first stage, or at most it's an iser d'rabbanan, which then it's a shus to shus, but malkam of the hefset of not feeding the animals, and that's mutter. In the second stage, which is the stirring, he can do with the shinoi, just like the Yishuyah can do with the shinoi. To introduce the next simon, I want to clarify the following. The Gemara does discuss an idea of making a shinoi, according to Rebbe, of changing the order that one places the ingredients in the container. If one normally puts the water first and then pours the powder into the water, so one should put the powder first and add the water afterwards. The one normally puts the powder first and then adds the water, one should put the water first and then add the powder. So, changing the order. But this change of order, which we're saying by Lisha, we're going to allow malachas with shinuyim, it's not a significant shinui. It's much less of a shinui than stirring with your finger or stirring with a crisscross motion as opposed to a regular circular motion. Or mixing it together by shaking the kli. Those are significant shinuyim. The changing of the order is not a significant shinui. And therefore, we differentiate between the level of a mixture that we're dealing with you're dealing with a mixture which is a blila raka. We mentioned the idea of a blila raka. Blila raka is a batter-like type of a mixture which pours. That's not lisha deraisa. That's lisha derabanan. So for the purpose of lisha derabanan, this shina would be sufficient. Changing the order would be sufficient. But however, for blila ava, with something which is more dough-like, it's a thick mixture, changing the order is not sufficient to be matzarit. Regards to the shinuyim of how to stir it, those work even for a blila ava, even for a thick mixture. But just changing the order of the placement of the ingredients does not work for a thick mixture unless it's a shasta makam. It's shasat chakotl, significantly different cold time, then there might be more welcome to Megal. But otherwise, this is not going to be mutter. You cannot rely on that shinoi for a blila ova, for a thick mixture. Hashem will do the simon in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.